What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
My mind's playing tricks on me. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but nothing seems to give me sweet relief. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but every time it seems I lose my mind. My mind. Oh,
It's Self-Helpless with Kelsey Cook, Delaney Fisher, and Taylor Tomlinson.
Hey everybody, welcome to Self-Helpless. I'm Taylor Tomlinson.
I'm Kelsey Cook.
I'm Delaney Fisher.
And today we are talking about birth control.
Oh yeah!
Controlling that birth.
Yeah, get it. Due to high demand from our listeners, like writing in, please do an episode about birth control.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we don't do birth control. We prefer to pray about it every time. But that's just us. You know, that's between you and your Lord.
So funny coming off of the religion episode.
Oh, yeah.
People are like, wait, are they serious?
Oh, no.
I know. We all converted.
Things took a turn.
Yeah. Since last week. But first, we're going to start off with a quotable. This is from our Facebook group. So thank you, Alexi, it looks like. She said, this week kicked my ass a little bit, but loving this quotable. Thank God it's Friday. And it's from Jim Rohn. We've quoted him before.
Jimmy's been on the pod.
Jimmy's been on the pod before. And the quote is, either you run the day or the day runs you.
Oh boy.
So true. Ooh,
so true. That How many days do you just wake up and you're like, if I go to the gym right now, this whole day is mine.
Right.
But if you don't, it goes to shit so quickly.
No, yeah. You watch Netflix and eat corn puffs and you're done.
God. Every morning is like that for me. Unless I have an appointment or some reason to get out of the house, since, you know, Taylor and I like work at night, basically. Mm-hmm. That's what our job is.
Yeah.
It's, ooh. The morning really just slides into the afternoon, and I'm like, wow, I've done nothing except scroll on Twitter for way too long. You know, it's just, it's not good.
Oh, yeah. If I wake up too early, I try to post around, you know, 11 or noon, you know, because traffic.
Uh-huh.
And I try to post consistently, and oh, man, there's nothing worse than waking up at 9 and having to wait like 3 hours to post something and just feeling like just an idiot the whole time.
Yeah.
And like, what are you gonna, I should go to the gym during that time, but instead, I'm very slow to get my day started.
Yeah, same.
Because we work at night, and you need to be like gearing up around 6 or 7. I feel like if I wake up at 9:30, then I'm just kind of like, I'm just going to drink tea, and maybe do some journaling, and maybe just lay in bed like a beached whale for a couple hours.
Yeah, fantastic. I'm forced to wake up early, so I have no choice in the matter, and I am not a morning person. I never have been. I hate being awake early. It makes me very upset and angry. So I have to, and then I forget that I'm up earlier before you guys so frequently, because I'm already been like up for a couple hours, and I'm like, again, texting you a million things, big fucking to-do list for the day, and I'm like, God damn it, it's 9 a.m.
That really will get me going, though, is if I look at it, I'm just like, oh, Jesus, I've already disappointed Delaney. I've been disappointed in her for like at least 3 hours straight looking at this timestamp of when this text and then also this email have come in. I'm just like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, I'll get going at like, you know, 7:30 in the morning. I'm like, yeah, okay, did all that. I'm like, oh my God. I mean, you know, a lot of people are still just like relaxing. Like, you need to calm the fuck down.
Yeah, I think we're still sleeping.
Yeah,
really heavy relaxation. Yeah, if I take my phone off airplane mode and it's just like, just like 12 new messages and they're all from Delaney.
Dude, I'm the worst. I'm telling you, it's the it's the demons, as Kelsey called them. Yeah, like, I gotta get the demons out, or else I fear that I'm going to forget stuff.
Right.
Or they're gonna get lost, you know, somewhere. Like, even if I have sticky notes, I feel like somebody's gonna throw them away. Like, I am crazy.
Oh my God.
But then at night, you're slower to respond because you're kind of winding down.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because, like, well, I also have a rule with Cam that I don't check my phone after like 8 p.m. if I'm like in the home.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. But I break it all the time, as you guys know. Yeah. But like, if I'm out, you know, doing a show or whatever, then I'm on my phone. But if I'm like having a night in,
right,
8 that's p.m., a good rule. My phone goes in the bedroom and I go in the living room.
Aww. Yeah, that's a good rule.
Yeah, and then
that's
on the good. Way, you know, if I go to the bathroom, he's like, what are you doing?
Oh my God, Kane.
Why are you going that way? Uh-huh. We talked about that before.
Yep, yeah.
He's like, nothing, I was just looking at the time. Like, we have a clock.
I was just looking at the time.
You have to take out all the clocks in your home for that excuse to work.
It's like you're grounded or something.
I gotta break all the clocks. But,
yeah, that's so funny. Does anyone have a self-careless or treat yourself or anything like that?
I've been treating myself real hard after the nutrition episode.
Oh, yeah.
With Alex.
Yeah.
I bought a tongue scraper.
Me too.
I bought an oil diffuser. I bought all new bedding, like nice expensive sheets.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. Brooklinen, who I hope sponsors us at some point, because I know they sponsor a lot of all these comedy podcasts. But it's I splurged. It was like $200 for a bedding set. I've never spent that much
money. So worth it.
But I'm like,
it'll last for so long too. And
Whatever that statistic is, that however many hours of our lives we spend in bed, it's like, come on. You might as well make it amazing. So I'm really trying hard to invest in nicer things and kind of upgrade from like the Target dormitory section of furniture.
Which is still pretty good.
Yeah,
you put enough pillows on it, it's all right.
I'm like, I'm almost 30, like, let's get some nicer things. So that was a treat myself. I was in Seattle over the weekend and my best friend surprised me by visiting me, which felt like an emotional treat myself. Aww. it was very nice. And finally, I just came from looking at a new apartment with Kane, and I think we're gonna move.
That's so exciting.
So exciting.
Which is very exciting for us.
Game changer.
Yeah.
It just affects your whole mood every day without even realizing it.
Yeah.
Coming home to somewhere where you can just like breathe and feels new and airy, like, oh.
It has a dishwasher.
Dude.
It's the biggest treat show stuff I could ever have.
It's
the best. I'm ecstatic at the thought of doing it. So
that's fantastic.
We just walked in and immediately we're like, this is home. This is a new home. So much bigger, so much nicer. It's just,
And they allow for pets, I assume.
They allow for pets.
Boom.
Every part of it is better, basically. There's really no cons.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a little more expensive.
Is it one bedroom?
It's one bedroom. It is a little bit more expensive, but not so much so that it's unreasonable or like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
what you told us, isn't that,
dude? Yeah, I'll tell you guys afterward what this new one is, but it's just
good.
So it's been good.
Hell,
been
good. Overall.
That's awesome. That's so fast. That's how it is in LA though. Like, if you find someplace,
you have to
get it.
I know.
And within 24-48 hours.
Yeah,
like, you have to.
I was just telling
it's
you,
it's like a missing person.
That's
where you won't find them.
Yeah.
They're gone.
On the milk carton.
Yeah. I was just telling you guys, like, oh, we can take our time, or you know, it's no rush, and then. But man, you find something, you better put down that deposit ASAP. So that is my my stuff, treating yourself and
like
whatever.
Home makeovers are happening.
Yeah, a lot of HGTV vibes in my life.
Yeah. I love it.
Sport. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah.
I had I guess my company kind of treated me last night. It wasn't really a treat myself, but my company has like really awesome seats to Dodger Stadium for all their home games. They're like 3 rows from home plate.
That's amazing.
So you're just like on TV the whole time and like real up in everybody's grill. And like, you know, you look around, it's just like famous people everywhere because they're very expensive. Well, when I was there, I didn't see a ton of people. We saw like an Entertainment Tonight person that I don't know the name of. And then like Dr. Phil's son or whatever was behind us. But a lot of my coworkers have seen like Larry King and Ashton and Mila Kunis.
Oh my gosh.
The whole shebang. So yeah, so it's so cool. It's part of the Lexus Club. I don't know if you guys have heard of it, but it's like this fucking underground shit at Dodger Stadium where it's like an all-you-can-eat buffet, and then you get to your seats and you can just order free food all night from your seats if you don't feel like getting up.
Wow.
And oh my god, I can't even tell you how stoked I was. I actually got to go a couple years ago, so it's my second time doing it, and I can't go back to regular seats ever. Like, it's just, I'm completely ruined. I'm such an ass, but it was a treat myself, turned into a very self-careless, because me at an all-you-can-eat buffet is fucking atrocious and disgusting. And I had, you know, just, it's just like plates of like turkey and potatoes and like finger foods and like really nice stuff. And then on the other side is the Dodger dogs and the ice creams. And like, so of course I had a little bit of everything. And on top of like my nice meal, I had three Dodger dogs at my seat.
And then where do you even put?
Dude, I feel like shit this morning. I woke up with the worst food hangover. I mean, yeah, hold I was on. Just like drinking tea all day to just try to cleanse my
That's
system.
So
just hold
funny.
On for a second.
You had say a Dodgers dog, that's like a regular sized hot dog. That's not like a little mini.
It's the long one with the, you know, the bun is a little bit smaller.
The long one. Delaney.
I'm not proud of it.
You had three and other food?
Yeah. I know, it was bad. And I had hot chocolate to top it all off at the end of the night. And I had whiskey and ginger. I was really going hard.
I just don't. The science of it, it escapes me.
I'm too mad to talk.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dude, I'm telling you, my insides are not looking good.
Have you
good.
Ever thought about doing like an eating contest?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I have thought about it, but I also like don't want to. I don't want to continue the bad habits. You know what I mean? Like, I know I could do it. I could probably do it, but it's like, how deep do I want to go into that world? You know, like we talked about Patrick before. Patrick's our friend who helps us with like our graphics and stuff like that. But him and I just like eat constantly, and like we eat the same amount of food. And Patrick's like a big dude. Like,
yeah, he's
like
a full grown man.
Like a full grown man, like muscular, all this stuff. And like, yeah, we were just like going food for food last night. I'm like, what am I doing?
Oh my God.
I know, it's gross.
That is the only thing to do at a baseball game, though. Like, what are you going to do? Watch the game?
No, you don't.
No, just, it's eating outdoors.
Yeah, you eat and you talk to everybody. I was going to say maybe one scene. I may watch one play.
One scene? I watched one scene of the baseball game.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
But
you're
so
funny.
So it was gross, but like super fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was my self-careless
moment. Oh my gosh.
Moment.
I'm just so mad that I like you.
I know. It's always the same with you, where it's a treat yourself that you turn into self-careless.
Yeah,
it's
too much of a good thing.
It's all me. Like, I didn't have to eat any of that.
Yeah.
But
was it worth it?
Oh God, it was incredible. I had a blast. I woke up like really feeling like, oh my God.
It's I know like you I walked was... up right now and I was like, how you doing? You're like, I'm tired.
Oh my really God. Tired. And I got like full 8 hours of sleep. Like,
yeah.
So no, food can really fuck you up. I love that's coming off the nutrition episode.
It's like, right.
Pounding Dodger dogs and yeah.
Oh,
so I'm gross.
Goodness.
Sorry, if I'm messing up with your guys' headphones, I don't mean to. I was just trying to turn mine down.
Oh, no,
good. Anyway. Okay.
Should we get into the
Let's
shit?
Let's get into it.
Let's do it. I looked some stuff up just to like, I mean,
some
I know
Snapple
we
fun
all,
facts.
Yeah, we all know about birth control, but.
I was in Planned Parenthood today because I didn't know they test you like just every time you go in there. Did you know that?
Oh yeah.
I had no idea.
Really?
At least they do the urine test. They do chlamydia, gonorrhea.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they don't.
They already do that.
You don't do a urine test?
Do you pee in a cup?
No.
Oh. Really?
When I get my birth control, no.
Oh, what? Maybe that's different because you're just picking that up or something.
But the first time you went in to get birth control, they didn't do that?
Oh, maybe like years ago. But I mean, I've gone in once a year to get more and they don't ever. Oh,
okay. Well,
do
maybe
anything.
That's why. See, they did that with me when I went to go get it because I'd never been before. And
okay.
And I just thought it was checking for pregnancy. And so I went in today to get tested and they were like,
yeah,
bitch, we just tested. I was like, you didn't tell me that. Like, how was I supposed
that's
to know?
So funny.
They test me every time, but maybe I look like somebody who should
test
a lot.
No, I've heard they test every time too.
Yeah,
somebody told me that also afterward. They were like, no, I think they do.
Yeah,
every
I don't
time.
Think like I thought you didn't have a choice.
But
like,
anyway, my point was, there was a little printout on the wall when I was in the office, feeling like an idiot, And it was all the different forms of birth control, and it was like, this is okay. And it's like condom, pulling out, hope. And then the next one was like, this one's fine. And it's like birth control, you know, something else, but whatever. I don't even remember exactly. And then it was like, this is the best. And it's abstinence. Like IUD.
Oh,
no,
IUD.
It didn't say abstinence.
I was like, bitch,
no, not at Planned Parenthood. Yeah, like, maybe at a church.
Yeah, I thought it was going to say abstinence.
No, I was
dude,
like, no, this is
IUD
not a Planned Parenthood.
But yeah, there's stuff on here that I don't even know exists. I'm just going to list them off just because I don't, maybe you guys have heard all this, but I had birth control pill, obviously IUD, birth control shot, male condom, diaphragm.
Birth control shot?
Yeah.
What's a birth control shot?
I have no idea, but we could get into
it. I'd rather do that than a pill.
Yeah, male condom, diaphragm, spermicide, cervical cap, female condom, birth control sponge. What the fuck?
What?
Like a sperm sponge? I don't even know what that is. I don't want a sperm sponge anywhere near me. Birth control patch, vaginal ring.
I think we're the sperm sponge.
Vasectomy.
That was the word.
Tubal ligation and birth control implant. Those are just, you know, there's several methods.
There was no abstinence, but it said sterilization.
Oh, Jesus.
Like neuter
That's
your
what
man.
It was.
That's
yeah,
intense.
Yeah. I'm like, wow, okay.
That's intense.
Yeah. How long have you guys been on birth control?
Well, I was on the pill for about 10 years.
10?
Yeah, I was on, from 16 to 26.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm going on over a decade.
Yeah.
Oh. Pretty bad for you.
Is
not
it?
Not great. Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's not like a natural thing to be on, especially for a super long time. I mean, that's why they say if you get off of it, a lot of the times it can take like up to a year for your body to actually start.
Really? I thought that was a myth.
Uh-uh.
I thought it was like 2 weeks and it's out of your system. I always thought that was a myth. And I've always been told that it's totally fine for you. It's totally fine. It actually decreases the risk of breast cancer, all this stuff.
Yeah.
And there's not enough evidence to say it has any negative effects. I think it's just like there's a lot of hormonal shifts and you got to find out what works for you.
Oh my God.
But I was on it for 10 years. Totally fine. Like nothing weird. Like I loved it. However, when I started breaking out again when I was 26, like my skin was so crazy, I went off of birth control thinking that the hormones were messing me up, and that's why I got my copper IUD.
Okay.
So I was off birth control a little
bit. You still have that?
And I still have that inside me.
But wasn't it a nightmare to get put in?
It was excruciating.
Did you tell? I think you told it on my podcast.
I did.
But you haven't. How have you not told this on Self Helpless?
I have no idea, but I guess it's the birth control episode.
You have to.
So I went in. Oh my God.
This is my favorite
story. It was fucking. I've had this for maybe a year and a half now, something like that. I went in, I got examined, and they were like, you know, feeling around, and they tried to get it up there, and they basically said, listen, we don't think you're a candidate for this because your cervix is like too tight or too small. At first, I was like, okay, can I get that in writing?
Can I get a referral?
Thank you. Finger guns. Medically too tight.
Yes,
okay.
Thank you.
I'll pay for a certificate.
Backup dancers just coming in there.
Yeah. And then, so I was like, okay, well, what are my options? I don't want to go on the pill. The whole reason is like, I want to get this copper thing because there's no hormones and I can get back to like my natural way of being.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, you know.
Supernatural. Yeah. Put a piece of copper in your body.
I'm basically the bionic woman with my fucking copper IUD and fake tits.
Yeah.
Like, what is next, dude?
You're
three hot dogs a night.
You're like
MSG inside.
You are like a sex robot. You have perfect tits, you can't get pregnant, and you can eat three hot dogs. Like, what else do men want? Nothing.
Yeah, Cam is a lucky man.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Well done.
Oh, that's
well done, Mulford.
Fucking hilarious. So, I asked, like, what are my options? And they're like, what we can try is that you'll have to come back in a couple weeks, and we're going to give you this pill that basically they give women to open them up when they're about to deliver a baby. So they get, I don't even know what it was called, but it was like, I should have looked this shit up. So I was like, okay, that's insane. It was like cervix softener or something of that nature.
Oh my God, I just would have not done it.
Yeah,
I can't believe you did all this.
I was so scared of getting pregnant though. And I'm like, I didn't know what else to do. I didn't want to get like an implant. I didn't want to.
Had you had
whole
pregnancy scares?
Yeah.
How many,
I had,
can we talk
I
about
had one. Yeah.
Okay.
I had one. This is like some real rock bottom
while
shit.
While you were on the pill. This is so exciting.
I can't wait.
While you were on the pill.
It was actually in a like a weird in-between period when I was actually switching birth control pills. So I wasn't on my new one yet. And I was
Oh my gosh, I think I've heard this.
Young 20s. I don't remember, 23, 24. And like, I've never been pregnant. I've been very lucky where I haven't gotten pregnant. I haven't had to decide, you know, to keep it or terminate the pregnancy. But I, okay, so it was in my phase. It was a muscle up
phase. Oh, I was like, you're what?
Okay.
It was during her freedom run. Her yeah. prime, really.
It was.
Her prime, yes.
It was a time of exploration, and I have never said this on any kind of public forum. So, mother, please stop listening.
Hot off the press.
Now.
Yes.
And, okay, so I had slept with 3 different people in a week. Within a week.
You did tell me this. You and I got drunk and you told me this.
Okay, that makes sense. And
a TV show.
Oh, man, dude. I knew all of them. I was dating all of them.
Okay,
one was a one-night stand, actually. So I was dating, kind of seeing the other two. And we were being safe. I used condoms with everybody. But each one, the condom broke with one situation. And then the other situation, the condom fell off.
This is like Goldilocks. Goldie Cox.
Oh my god. This one's too big.
Oh man.
That is so funny.
Yeah, so one broke, one slid off and fell on the floor. I'm not fucking kidding you. And then the other one also broke, but it was in a different way and I can't even remember. So I'm like, oh, this isn't great. And then, you know, we just got a new one and everything was fine. But I was like 2 weeks late and I was like, oh.
Wait. I did not hear this story yet. So I'm going to ask for more clarification.
Yes, please.
So one of them was a one-night stand.
Yes.
Just like didn't even just met them and
they were a friend of a friend. So it wasn't like I took them home from a bar. It's like, okay. We're still Facebook friends, if that helps.
Okay. It doesn't. It doesn't help me put this together anymore. I was just curious.
Sure.
So you slept with a Facebook friend.
Yeah.
And then the other two guys were guys you were dating like from that online period. Was it the two guys you liked at the same time?
No. Okay. They actually, I think they were both comics. They're both comedians.
Name.
Yeah, I'll tell you after.
Oh my god! Wait, can you write it down? I want to know. I won't say it.
Not yet.
Okay. But you were dating them, or you had just been seeing? You were hooking up with them.
Seeing them. Yeah.
Do I know them?
Exclusive. We weren't exclusive.
Do I know either of them?
Yeah, probably.
Both of them.
Probably, yeah.
Probably, but yeah. Not for sure.
Maybe not for sure.
So you don't know.
Yeah.
How successful are they?
One more so than the other.
Okay.
Yeah.
How successful are they in relation to me and Kelsey? Like, are me and Kelsey killing it harder than both of them?
I guess it depends on.
Basically,
what you
I just
want to
know.
It.
I just want to know if you would sleep with me and Kelsey, based on our success.
You think
levels.
I know who.
No, I mean based on. Wait. Okay. But she's told you.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, then, yeah, you probably do know.
You probably know.
I want to know.
Anyway, I'll tell you.
Sorry. She'll tell me after.
I'll do some Morse code or some shit. So, yeah, I knew. I was 2 weeks late on my period, and I was like, oh, holy shit. In that moment, I'm like, oh, my God, if you're pregnant, you don't know who the father is. And 2 out of 3 are comedians. You know
did
what I
you
mean?
Write a pilot to work through this?
No, yeah. Maybe I should.
How is this not a script you've written?
Dude, I don't know. I have not even talked about this on stage or anything. It's not one of my proudest moments. You
what
know?
About the third guy? What did the third guy do for a living?
Third guy did some kind of thing outside, like a manual labor person.
So you were probably hoping it was him, right?
I know. At least he maybe would be a good father.
Yeah.
So I went to CVS. And I bought a pregnancy test. I didn't even bother to get anything else with it to just like try to cover up what was
right.
happening.
A little camouflage.
Dude, you know what I did do? I was like 23. I felt like very ashamed, you know? And so I actually took this ring and I put it on my ring finger to pretend like I had a partner.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Like I was like, maybe this will just make the whole thing better, right?
I didn't know that you could feel shame.
I know. That's what I was going to say. Because you're so like open and just like, hey, I mean, I've been asking you for advice and now I hear you're capable of shame. What? Yeah. Like you are just, Delaney is just so like open and aggressive and confident and it's so cool. And as her friend, I'm always just in awe of that energy. And so to imagine Delaney moving a ring to her marriage finger while buying a pregnancy test, like I can't even, I just picture you like you strutting down with a bottle of whiskey in CVS. Like I don't
slam it down and be like three dudes made like just like really letting everyone know.
Yeah. Don't even know the last guy's name.
Yeah. So. I'm gonna tell them all they're the father.
This was definitely before I like came into my own. Like I was very much still uncomfortable.
It's a lot of guys coming into you. Yeah. I can't stop. I'm sorry. It's too easy.
Yeah. But like this was like, I was not super confident in myself yet. That came a little bit later. So I got the test and I just went straight to the CVS bathroom.
Oh my God. Yeah, really?
Like, I could not wait. I was like, let's just do this home? Here, you know?
I would have gone home.
Really?
Be in that
I could
dirty
not wait
bathroom.
For that shit. No, I waited in the CVS bathroom and I was like, Delaney, this, whatever kind of experimenting you're up to, let's just like try not to overlap anymore. Like, if this turns out okay, let's wait, you know, a couple months before, you know, dating different people or whatever. And because, if I was pregnant, I didn't know how I was going to handle that shit.
Really?
Because I'm like, do I just pick which one I want it to be? That sounds terrible.
Oh, Would you have kept it?
I don't know. Because I've never been in that position. So I can't say one way or the other. I have no idea. I did not like any of them enough to like want to try to have a future or anything. So it would have been like a mean situation. And everything came back negative and it was fine. And it was probably just like the birth control and stuff, like me figuring out, you know, my hormones and everything. But I made like a promise to myself, like, okay, we at least gotta just kick it down a notch here. Well, we just, let's wait like a month or so before the next person. And I have always stuck with that since that moment.
Let's drink some tea for a month, cleanse the system.
That was like 23.
Did you shower in between each guy?
Of course. Yeah, okay. This was
dumpster.
I think you're fine then.
It was like
nothing
days.
To be ashamed of. Yeah.
It was like, it was like days went by before.
It wasn't like you lined up, you know, I had lunch sex with this guy, dessert sex with this guy.
Oh, no, God.
Sex with this
guy. I mean, and that's fine if you do that, good for you. But it was all unexpected, too. I think one of the hangouts was planned, but everything else was like very sporadic to the point where it was like, number three, I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, I didn't plan any of it.
Oh,
so,
my gosh, you're just irresistible.
Yeah, so after that, I was like, let's just be a little bit more careful. Even though I did use protection.
Right.
It just didn't go my way.
Okay, let's get back into the story of you getting your
I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah, the IUD.
I got very distracted.
So I ended up going back after taking that cervix softener pill. And, again, they're trying to get it up there. I mean, they're poking at me for like 20 minutes. And I'm like, okay,
20?
What's going on? They're like, so it's still not going up there. It's still not working. I was like, you gave me like labor-inducing medicine. What are you talking about? They're like, okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and get somebody else in here. I was like, who are you bringing in? She's like, she's just been here a long time. She's a lot more experienced than I am. I'm going to see if she can help us out. So they go and grab some kind of witch doctor. I don't know. Like, she's been there since Planned Parenthood was invented. And she comes
a shaman.
In. Dude, she was fucking hysterical, just like a Russian lady with red hair, and was just like, I cannot do a Russian accent, but she's like, I can do, but it will hurt. Like, basically, like, like, it's going to be, I can do it, but like,
oh,
be careful.
Oh my God.
So the other nurse came around my side to hold my hand.
Oh.
And so she's holding my hand, and I was like, okay, let's do it. And She put it up there and I passed out. I was probably like 15, 20 seconds.
Oh my passed God. Out. This story kills me.
Fucking insane. And so they woke me up and like, okay, we're going to get you some like juice and crackers and stuff. Just stay here for about 20 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, we can't let you drive and everything. And I've had it ever since. A little too scared to take it out, honestly.
Yeah. Dude, that lives in you forever.
Yeah,
like that is a ship in your bottle, man.
It's good for 12 years.
By the 12? Way.
Yeah, 12 years.
Wow.
It's insane.
By the way, for those of you who don't know what an IUD looks like,
it's like
putting a Lego in your up your cervix.
It's almost taking like if you put a safety pin or paper clip in the shape of a little T.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's relatively small for like when you think about it, but it's very thin.
Did you bleed?
I don't think I didn't really know. Maybe like some spotting, just kind of like, you know, between things. But once it was up there, it was fine. But fuck, dude, like the I don't know what I will do to not get pregnant. That's the lengths I'll go.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Go to.
Do you remember the feeling of pain before you passed out, or was it just like you passed out?
I think the pain was so tough I passed out, so I think I probably felt it for a split second before.
Oh my God.
Wow.
And they were saying like, look, this is not the norm. Like anybody else I've talked to that's gotten an IUD was like, no, it was super easy, barely felt it kind of shit.
Really?
Like I was definitely not the norm. And they told me that, like, we're really sorry, but like, yeah, this is...
Okay.
Yeah.
But so, everyone I've talked to says that they get sick.
Really?
Were you sick? Yeah. No. I had a roommate who told me she got it in and she was sick for a long time.
Like a cold?
Like
or
a couple
like
months. Like nauseous and sick, felt really sick, and then got used to it and it was fine. She's like, no, it's great. I never get pregnant. And then there was a girl that I worked with who got the one put in her arm and it looked horrible.
No,
it looked
thank
so
bad. You.
She really? Had it in for maybe a week and then she got it taken out because her arm was wrecked. I mean, it was like a big bruise. It looked disgusting.
I wanna throw up.
Yeah, like you could see it in it. It was
seriously makes me feel sick to my stomach.
Yeah,
really,
it was not good.
See, I know somebody with an implant and they love it and you can't see it at all.
See,
it's like a tiny baby little dot. Again, it's like you got to find out what works for you and maybe try some stuff. But I mean, the IUD is great because like I don't have to worry about taking a pill or any of that kind of stuff.
And it's
like,
the most effective?
It's the most effective out of any birth control.
And but usually the least amount of side effects because it's just going directly into like that area. It's not a pill that is then spreading through your body and going to your brain and everywhere else.
Yeah, and I have the non-hormonal one. So they also have one with hormones. So this is just like how my body naturally is, which... It's not always great because, like, I have terrible, awful, like, my periods are terrible and my cramps are terrible. So it's, like, gone back to that. But I don't have any hormones in my body. So it's like, you know, maybe that's okay.
I just love not having a period. I'm on low estrin. I don't know if any of our listeners are on low estrin. I tried a few different birth controls. I got on birth control specifically for my period because my periods were so painful.
Yeah.
I was not, like... looking to have sex or anything like that. I just was like, I can't get this sick for a couple days every month. It's too painful. I hate it. I feel like I'm gonna throw up. And it took away my period entirely, which from what I've heard and read, is very common on this birth control. And I've had a lot of people tell me, like, ooh, that doesn't sound natural. That's not healthy. That's not good. And I talked to my doctor a couple months ago about it. And she was like, no, it's completely fine. And my younger sister's actually in some sort of, like, sexuality class. And they were talking about birth control in there. And she came home and she was like, okay, so you were right. It's actually fine. Because she told me that she learned in class that all birth control takes away your period. And it just makes it seem like you have a period. It's actually breakthrough bleeding every month, but it's not your regular period because your body is, birth control tricks your body into thinking you're pregnant.
Right.
So, and when you're pregnant, you don't have a period. Yeah. So it, that's why people take it like to regulate their birth control or regulate their period. But really it's just taking it away and letting you have like a little breakthrough bleeding. That's what her professor told her.
Wow.
There's just so much information.
I know. And well, I wish that we could speak more, I don't know, like intelligently on the topic, because like we all kind of have our sources of like, well, I heard this and heard this, but it's like we're not doctors, and even doctors all have different opinions, it sounds like, on this. So it's a tough one, but we're telling you what we know.
Yeah.
I feel like birth control is a lot like nutrition. Like it's just comes down to what works for you. Everyone's body reacts in a different way. Just because someone can eat grains doesn't mean someone else can. Just because someone can get an IUD and love it doesn't mean somebody else is gonna react the same way.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, when did you got on it in high school before you were gonna have sex?
Yes, but it was also at the time I got on it for my skin because it was kind of like last ditch effort right before I would have had to start Accutane. They were like, okay, so you've tried every cream, a lot of like oral medicine, and nothing's working. So let's try birth control. If that doesn't work, then we'll put you on Accutane. And birth control is still like the only thing that's ever really worked for my skin, because my acne's almost always been like hormonal. But then also around that same time, I got my first boyfriend and became like sexually active for the first time. And then I've just stayed on it now for over 10 years. But there was a period maybe like 2 years ago that I decided to get off of it and just kind of like let my body go back to normal for a little bit and just see how it was. And it was such a nightmare.
Like, really?
Mostly, I think I felt a little bit better as a person, just like emotionally and mentally.
Really?
I felt a little more just mellow, stable? Not so much anxiety. But my skin went bananas. And I've posted pictures of it on my Instagram. I've posted like before and after of like,
I remember that.
Yeah, like this is what happened when I went off. This is how it is now that I'm back on. And a girl actually wrote me a really sweet message on Instagram. Maybe I'll share that at some point, about skin stuff. And yeah, for me, it's kind of a bummer because I'm afraid what's going to happen when I do get off of it eventually. Because at some point, you know, I am going to try to get pregnant and all that. But in a few years. Yeah, nothing soon. But I am like the best looking version of myself when I'm on birth control. It makes my boobs better. It makes my skin better. And so I'm like, now I'm kind of addicted.
Yeah. It's just crazy how everything affects you differently. Like, I know some people who get on birth control, gain 30 pounds, hate it.
Right.
Feel awful. I never had any negative side effects with the pill. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, it's very, very strange.
Yeah, the first two pills I tried made me feel sick. I just felt kind of low-grade nauseous all the time. And I know my biological mom got sick from birth control, so she just didn't take it. And I know birth control changed a lot in the, you know, 20 years I felt really sick, and then when I found this one I was like, oh thank god,
yes,
and I have no period. This is amazing.
That's awesome.
It's like being a dude.
I would be terrified just because I would think I'm pregnant every month.
I was just gonna say
that's the thing. I mean, but yeah, I don't know, that's probably why, you know, I'm not gonna like not use condoms. I don't use everything, because you're taking a pregnancy test once a month, which I guess that's not really that hard to do. You just, you know, just,
that'd be a pain.
I know, but it's like you cancel Hulu, you pay for a pregnancy test.
You just swap out that $15.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. So I don't know, but yeah, because I'm very anxious about all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So
I will say, one of my friends who has also been on birth control for over 10 years is in the process of trying to get pregnant right now, and she said that as soon as she went off, she got so horny.
Oh yeah,
really?
Like, just all of a sudden felt like a teenage boy and was just like, she's just been trying to like bang her husband every day, basically. Oh, wow. So she got off. And yeah, that's the one huge downside to birth control for me, is feeling like I've been on it for so long that I feel like I don't even know who I truly am.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, I got on it when I was in high school and like, you know, you're kind of figuring yourself out. And I do think birth control does make you feel certain ways that are not necessarily who you really are. Like, mm-hmm. I do feel more anxious, and it does lower sex drive a lot of the time.
Yep. It does?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Desensitizes.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Oh, because
that's what I've always heard.
Yeah.
So I had the same reaction that your friend had.
Yes.
Where I went.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I already have a high sex drive on birth control. And then when I went off of it, boom, sleep with three dudes in a week. That's what happened to me.
Yeah.
Like, I went crazy. Like, it was like so, yeah, it was like very overpowering. But like, I think that was a lot to do with like that kind of part of the phase.
I've never heard that. I would have assumed, because it's tricking your body into thinking it's pregnant. Don't you get horny when you're pregnant?
I mean, I always thought of it as like, it's trying to get you to not have sex. So it's like making you not horny.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
It blows my mind that like some birth control is like preventing ovulation. So like preventing the sperm to get to the egg. Like what I have, basically I have fertilized eggs that just don't ever attach to my uterine wall.
Right.
Like it's all, it's like they do different things too. And it's like, when you really think about it, like, that is fucking weird.
Yeah, it
like
is.
Like, what I have inside of me right now.
I couldn't do it. I know that yours technically is probably better for your body because it's no hormone. It's just going right to where it needs to go. But that, I couldn't do it.
Yeah,
I couldn't walk around knowing that there's something inside me.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
it
weird.
It freaked me out.
It's weird.
So well, when, like you, alien. When you start trying to get pregnant in a few
I know,
years,
but
that's going to be a thing inside
you. But that's
you.
A person. That's not a fucking Lego. I don't know. I don't like. I don't want a Lego in my uterus.
WebMD says, for most women, birth control pills don't affect their desire to have sex.
Really?
But, yeah.
Huh.
But I don't know.
I definitely experience some.
I mean, yeah, again, it... I went on it before I was sexually active in any way, so I have no idea. But you saying I don't even know who I am, that really freaks me out. That's how I felt when I was trying to take the Lexapro, where that lowered my libido a lot, and it made me really tired. And you know what? That was the only nice part about it, was that I was like, oh, I don't feel like as intense about needing to have sex or whatever, and that was actually kind of a relief for a little bit.
Yeah.
Man. Dude, I remember being in college. I was a freshman in college, and my roommate did the whole Nuva Ring thing.
Oh.
And I remember opening up our mini fridge and seeing little packets, and I'm like, oh my God, what kind of chocolate is that? Like, that's my birth control. Please don't eat that.
Oh, sorry.
Ew. I was like, oh shit. I would have like, yeah.
Yeah.
They like come in little like, I don't know,
packets
and you have to put them in the fridge.
Yeah.
I guess they go bad. And then you just you shove it up there every few weeks.
See, that I don't.
So many things. And then sometimes she told me, like, sometimes she would, you know, be having sex with her boyfriend and he would pull out and the ring would be around his penis.
See?
Yeah, so no. No, thank you.
No, thanks. Looks like the little carousel trick. Rings that you throw. No, thanks. Don't want that in my pussy. Like, thank you.
Also, can we just get... Can dudes be on something?
Yeah.
Can we just like make some? I swear.
So unfair.
I feel like this would have been figured out so long ago. If like, if men could get pregnant, we would have shit for this already.
Yeah.
But if there could just be, you know, some, can we just like fast track some male birth control?
Well, it exists, doesn't it? But guys, I thought
like
I read somewhere
process,
that they're,
right. There's a great Seattle comic who, talked about that if men had to do it, men are so forgetful that like he would just take two every night and snort one just to be sure because men like would not be able to stay on track.
Yeah.
Love do that. You take your pill at the same time every day?
Yeah.
You're really good about that?
Yeah, within like a couple hours generally. That's hard too because of like time changes, but I do try to take that into account. Yeah. And like if I'm in New York, I try to take it whatever it is at LA time.
Do you have like a little alarm on your phone?
I need to go back to that.
No, I'm so neurotic. I fucking never forget.
Really?
Oh, I used to forget.
I feel like I forget a good portion of the time.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it fucks me up so bad if I forget and I have to take two the next day.
Really?
I'm like dry heaving.
Really?
I feel out of my mind. It's horrible.
Oh,
horrible.
Well, if I had that, I would be more. But
yeah.
I mean, I don't forget a whole pill, but I take it somewhere between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m.
What?
Is that bad?
That's a big gap.
Really bad.
Yeah,
I think that's too big.
And you're
of a
on
gap.
Lolo
Estrin, yeah.
Oh, girl.
Yeah.
You better start taking it because you can get pregnant so easily doing that, especially on like a low dose.
I don't know if it's low. I think that's just the name of it.
Is usually it if the word low is in it, usually
it's
means
L-O. L-O. It's not L-O.
Yeah.
Low dose.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
but I don't think it
I
should
think
be,
she told me, though, that
it
was
a couple hours, if that.
I feel like
right?
I asked about that, though, where I was like, is this not as effective at preventing pregnancy? And she was like, oh, no, it's the same.
Right. But just if you start to fuck with the time here, I'm looking it up right now. If you start to fuck with the time you take it, low dose pills are more susceptible to getting.
Oh, and I always heard you're not supposed to eat grapefruit if you're on the pill because something in grapefruit can.
Oh, really?
Can counteract.
Yeah.
I mean,
also
typically,
with,
if I forget, that's like, I mean, five is like, you know, forgetting, but it's usually between like 11 a.m. and one. Is that okay?
I feel like that's probably fine.
Is between what?
I don't know.
11 a.m.
2 hour window.
Yeah, it's a 2 hour window.
That's fine. Yeah. So yours is a low dose.
Okay.
Birth control.
Oh,
and
no.
So,
but that's, is that not as effective?
It is. It's just, again, like if you're fucking with
the time, is
the
really
time zone that much, you're going to really increase your risk.
Oh, yes. I know. It's the time zone thing. It's just we're always all over the place.
I know. Just set your alarm,
set that alarm
and do it.
Damn it.
Seriously, yeah.
That's another reason I use condoms because I'm like, I'm a stupid bitch. Stupid idiot.
I mean, I know somebody who, they didn't take their pill for a week and they got pregnant.
Yeah. You
know? They didn't take it for a week?
Yeah, it was a week. It was
a
week vacation.
That'll do it.
But it's like, even that, you feel like, oh, maybe. Like, maybe I'd be okay.
Were they pulling out?
I don't know. Perhaps. Like, probably.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
Ugh. It's so annoying. I hate that we even have to think about any of this.
I know.
It's actually infuriating. I mean,
we juggle so much.
Well, yeah,
I know,
and we're already, like you said, like we're already so neurotic and anxious. And so with these sorts of situations and trying not to get pregnant and trying not to get STDs, which I don't know. Are you really freaked out about STDs, or were you? When you were dating?
I was always pretty safe, but like I got tested. I told you earlier, I got tested either every 6 months or after every partner without fail.
Because you were freaked out, or just because you were like,
yeah,
oh, I'll catch it?
I think it was just, you know, it's always kind of in the back of your head, even if you were safe and you use protection and everything, it's always going to be in the back of your head with a new person.
Yeah.
So I've been lucky. I've never had an STD, but I've had a lot of sex.
Yeah.
So like I'm lucky, in that respect, but yeah, I just always figured I want my peace of mind. Even if the news isn't great, I'll know one way or the other.
Yeah.
So I got tested a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am I'm so afraid of STDs.
Me too.
Yeah. And I am allergic to condoms. So
that
kind of really narrowed my playing field of what I could do.
Have you tried to use the like...
Mm-hmm. They're terrible.
The lambskin.
Oh, lambskin.
Well, I haven't done lambskin because I've heard they smell like Euro meat, and I not a turn on for me personally. I'm not great.
That sounds fantastic.
I know, Delaney. On the other hand, that might be something you should look into. Delaney. So I used the polyurethane ones, which were horrible and basically felt like a Ziploc bag inside of you.
Ew.
Because they're just crunchy and bunchy and have no elastic property to it. You know what I mean? Because that's why latex condoms are rubbery and stretchy, because it's from the rubber tree.
Right.
But when it's polyurethane, there's like really no give to it. When I went off of the birth control for a few months, a couple years ago, Kane and I switched to... we don't use condoms right now when I'm on the pill, but we were using polyurethane condoms for a while, and it was just horrible.
Ew.
Not fun.
Oh man, can I tell you the first time I ever used a condom? I feel like I'm sharing a lot
of
stories.
This is great.
I'm going to post that. Hopefully my family does not listen to this.
Oh,
I will definitely
God.
Advertise. Like, if you are my family,
do not listen.
Get out of here.
This is not
not for
beat
you.
It.
Beat it, bitches. So I lost my virginity at 17. And we used a condom, and it he pulled out, like, mid doing it. He wasn't done or anything. He pulled out, and the condom was gone, and it was stuck inside of me. Oh. And I started freaking out. I'm like, oh my god, what am I gonna do? I was trying to reach up, I could not reach it. I was like, I'm gonna have to call my mom, she's gonna take me to the doctor, like, it's gonna be up there for weeks, it's gonna get, I was like really spiraling.
Yeah.
And I was
at
like
17.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, and I was, oh, like, my god. I was like, you have to reach in there and get it. She's like, I don't want to do it. It's like, you get it to me, you reach in there.
Oh my
and
god,
get
I remember this story too. I know all your stories.
Yeah, I feel like
I know your film
covered this. And he, oh my god, he reached up there and grabbed it, and just like, it felt like a century as far as like pulling it out. And he just pulls it out and he goes, ta-da. And I was like, get the fuck out of here, dude.
Oh my
that's
god,
that's amazing.
So yeah, not a condoms have not been good to me.
Oh,
like,
my
since
god
day
your
one.
Vagina Chinese, yeah, finger trap. It's always that, what goes up there does not come out,
yeah,
easily.
That's right. I think I did tell you that we talked about this on Cooked.
Yeah.
How like my vagina has just been through so many things. Like, okay, I couldn't wear tampons until I lost my virginity because,
oh my gosh,
they would not fit up there. And this is me not bragging or anything. But again, real
finger
small
guns
up there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I had to lose my virginity to wear tampons. You know, I had to take this ridiculous medication to get an IUD up there. It's like I feel like my vagina has to go through like a life-changing event for it to work properly.
Yeah, you know? Well, you don't exactly have wide hips.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe that's
finger
part
body.
Of it. No, yeah, idea. But
finger
even
body, finger vagina.
Yeah,
it all
exactly
goes
it's
together.
It's just,
wow.
So in the nurse, when I got my IUD, she's like, yeah, you're going to probably kind of have to talk about this again, like when you want to have kids, because you might have some difficulty.
You would for sure have to have,
yeah,
a C-section.
They're
right?
Like, your cervix is really, yeah, really
nothing's
narrow
coming out of there.
So I'm like, oh god, a C-section.
Unless you want to raise your baby inside of you.
Like a robot, like a garage on your body. How you doing?
Just get a little window, like
here's
a Teletubby
beer, Johnny.
Like a, yeah, Teletubby television.
Oh yeah,
Teletubby. Yeah, so yeah, it's been through hell.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Just to like be, and I, yeah, the first time I had sex didn't even work because we couldn't even get it up there.
Wow. Yeah, I mean mine too. Check with all out the with the manicure tool and like,
oh yeah,
I'm like a,
right,
like a war vet,
yeah,
down there. Has,
yeah,
seen some shit.
Every woman's been through some shit.
Mine's, yeah, okay
with her.
But we're
christened by the Lord.
There's still time.
I mean, Jesus was up there for a while, and that was a real deterrent from anything else. So we didn't try.
Pacha. Oh my god.
Just deflect.
Yeah. Didn't you have a great joke where you said your dad's playing dick goalie?
Oh, yeah, god, yeah. I still do that joke. My dad has four daughters, so he's just playing dick goalie. Yeah.
I love that line.
Yeah, yeah. I did that in front of my dad once, and that was the joke that made him text me the next morning and go, being clean, the only thing that sets you apart.
Oh.
Don't turn into Amy Schumer.
Oh god.
Yeah, he did not like that joke. But he doesn't know what a podcast
thing
is.
Yeah.
So it's all fine. Yeah, it's all, there's so much anxiety surrounding all that. I mean, yeah, I'm like, part of me thinks I'm almost more afraid of STDs than I am of getting pregnant sometimes.
Oh, 100%.
Because it's so much easier.
Oh,
I feel,
yeah,
like, than getting pregnant in a weird way. I don't know if that's accurate. That's just how I feel.
I don't know. I'd rather take an STD that I can clear up with one pill than a,
that's,
baby.
True.
Or like the choice of what the fuck do I do?
Oh, I'd, yeah, way rather, like, get pregnant than get an STD.
Really?
A million percent, yeah.
Yeah. How, can we talk about abortion? Is that
yeah,
gonna,
sure,
can we get
I
into
think
that?
That's a, yeah. Let's do
I,
it.
Yeah. Let,
we already talked about religion. Let's just,
yeah,
keep, let's just keep the
politics are next. Yeah. I like I said, I've been so lucky not to be in that position, and like all my friends who have been in that position, like, I feel for them. It, mm-hmm, is such a hard decision. And if you know somebody's going through it or has been through it, just be kind.
Yeah.
Don't be judgmental,
yeah,
because they've already gone through all the scenarios in their head.
Right.
So, yeah, like, yeah. But I'm so very, very pro-choice,
mm-hmm,
obviously.
Yeah.
Women's right to choose.
Yeah.
If I got pregnant, however, I think I would, I lean towards keeping it versus not.
Yeah,
really,
same.
At this point in your life?
I kind of have always been that way.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It would have been way harder to keep it if it was not a relationship or something,
right,
that I wanted to be a relationship. But especially at this point, I'm like, no, Cam knows. It's like, if you knock me up, it's going to be a baby. So,
yeah,
like, you...
It's going to be a baby.
It's like... That,
you have been warned.
Yeah, you've been warned. But, like, the IUD is pretty good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I... yeah, I'm very pro-choice, but when it comes to me personally, I think I would keep it. I don't, it would be very hard either way, but psychologically, I think it would be way tougher to not keep it.
Yeah.
For me.
Kane and I had a pregnancy scare maybe like 4 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And like to the point where we went to a doctor's office because we were like,
wow.
We like the pregnancy test I took at home was like defective or one of those things where like it's like it will light up here if this is defective. It's anyway, it didn't work. And I had all the symptoms and was feeling weird. And I went in and like peed in a cup in the doctor's office and it came back negative. But what I've been told is that sometimes like an egg can attach to a wall for like a little bit and then like slide off. But like you can start to feel like you're pregnant.
Early miscarriage or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then it will go.
Shit.
So because I think I'm super, like my mom is super, super fertile. She had my brother when she was 42.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
She had me when she was 36, my brother when she was 42.
Mother's a miracle.
Yeah.
Miracle
and
vagina.
Like, and she was on the pill for, I think, 10 years and got off it. And within like 3 weeks of being off of it, got pregnant with me.
Oh, wow.
So like super, super fertile. I think I'm super fertile. I just, you know what I mean? Like there's just things I'm like, I think I am. And, but Kane and I were actually, when we left the doctor's office, he turned to me, he's like, why are we so sad? Because we had actually thought I was. And when you think there's a person starting to grow inside of you, you kind of get giddy, even if it wasn't at all what you were planning to have happen at that point in your life. We were like, oh my God, like we're going to have a baby. And we kind of, we were really excited about it. And so.
Wow.
How old were you?
25.
Okay.
And again, it's like we'd been together for, I think, a couple years at that point. Like, again, it's an adult relationship. You get to a place where you're like, okay, well, if I know this is the person I want to have kids with regardless, then it's really hard to think about having an abortion and then having kids with this person in a few years. Because then you're probably going to look at your kid and be like, oh, my God, this baby's so wonderful and amazing. What else could we have had that we let go? I always think of it that way. So, I mean, I'm very grateful that I wasn't pregnant then because that just would have completely changed our lives. But I wouldn't have, I would have kept it.
Whoa. Yeah.
What about you, Taylor?
Weirdly, I mean, I'm in a different position because I am not in the relationship I'm likely going to be in for the rest of my life like you two are. You know, so I feel like that is a big determining factor. Like, I completely get that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, feeling like, oh, if I got pregnant, I'm with the person I'm going to be with for the rest of my life. Why wouldn't we keep it, you know, other than just, you know, it's not the
tough
right time.
Obviously,
I think we're all very pro-choice. And I mean, I grew up so religious and I grew up for so long thinking that like, oh my God, I could never do that. Even when I, for a while when I was like, oh, of course, you're right to choose. But I was like, I could never. Personally, I could never.
Right.
And now, honestly, I think I would probably get rid of it if it was early enough.
Yeah.
Just because, I mean, if it, this point in my life, being as young as I am and my career being the way it is, and like, I mean, I'm financially stable. Could I have a baby? Yes.
Right.
But, and I think I would feel different if I had like met my soulmate, like either of you two. Like, I think I would probably feel more where you guys are, but because I haven't, mm-hmm. If I just got pregnant, like if I had gotten pregnant with any of the people I dated so far, granted, I'm also younger than you guys, so that's also a factor. I would have definitely probably gotten rid
of it.
Still kind of makes me feel like a bad person sometimes, but I'm like, if it was at a certain stage, definitely not. But if I caught it like early enough, I would just take care of it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and it's also like, I mean, this is the bigger argument or whatever of pro-life versus pro-choice. But if you are not as an individual in a place where you can raise a child in a good way, then that's not a good life for that child. Mm-hmm. You know, I always look at it that way. So now that I think you would be an amazing mother at any age. But like if you like really resented having that child, that's tough, too.
Right.
So
and I don't know that I could. I think I could give one away for adoption. I just don't think if I was pregnant for 9 months, I could just give the kid away. I think I would probably end up keeping it.
Of course,
it's such a tough situation. If it got to the point. I mean, that's the thing. Is like, I would never know unless I was in it.
Totally.
Exactly. Right. And that's the other thing. Who knows if I actually could? Logically, that's how I feel.
Yeah.
And I've never even done enough research to know, like, what stage I would be okay with that.
Sure.
Right.
But, you know, if I... How far along do you have to be for it to show up on a pregnancy test?
I feel like a
pretty really quick.
Like 3 weeks?
Oh, like, not even. Maybe 2 weeks.
Oh, really? Yeah. See, if I caught it that early, and I feel like...
I think most are found between like 4 and 8 weeks or something.
Okay.
Or like 6 weeks or something.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely have to think about it for sure. And, you know, who knows where I'd be. If it happened tomorrow... I would probably, I'd probably get rid of it.
Yeah. And that's how I felt too, like when I was in a relationship.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm 24.
I was like, yeah, most likely, probably. But it would be so difficult.
Right.
Yeah.
So difficult.
Because, I mean, think about if you had been pregnant and you had a baby, like your career would not be where it is right now.
No, not at all. It just wouldn't even be possible. But I do think we're at this great time where, like, Ali Wong and Kira Sultanovich and Stina Pazitsky, these, like, powerhouse female headliners that are having babies. I mean, like, Ali was what, 30, early 30s when she Natasha Leggero, these women I feel like previously you had a lot of examples of basically Chelsea Handler where it was like, nope, you know, you can't be this successful and have kids, you just gotta have dogs and vodka and like it's
just
cool.
Some drunk dogs.
It's cool to see these examples of women who are out doing both essentially and makes me feel like it's definitely more possible than maybe it was before.
And the fact that like men have different roles now too, it's not like they could help with the kids, it's not like so frowned upon men to step in as like the stay-at-home dad or like way more involved, hands-on, like it's a partnership versus like that's a woman's job, you know?
If I was with a guy, if I got pregnant with a guy that I was really in love with and he was willing to stay home with the kid while I like went on the road and stuff, I would probably do
the
that. That's a dream. That's a dream right there. You want him to do some freelance work on the side from home, but you do, you know, which is so weird. It's weird that we have to, you have to think about all that stuff too. As a woman, you just have to think about whether or not you have, you know, a partner to help you out with, cause doing it alone is just so hard, or that you have family or, you know, the financial resources, like there's so many factors. And that's why I think we're also pro-choice, because, you know, you just, you don't know. You don't know. It's also personal for everybody.
And then, you know, a lot of people will stay home with the kid because childcare is so expensive. It's like almost a wash whether you pay for childcare or you stay home. It's like, it's like somebody's salary is going to,
might as well see my kid grow up.
My ideal situation is to have a kid and have like a business that I can work from home and do both at the same time.
Maybe
that's too ambitious.
Dicks by Delaney
could be the
really
answer.
The key to being a superb mother.
I can do
in one hand, baby in the other.
I can so picture you just drawing The Rock as a dick on a mug as your baby kind of just whimpers next to you. That's that's amazing.
God, I hope that's your life.
Yeah,
we got so much good Delaney action on this.
Oh, yeah, what a great episode.
This was so good.
Dove deep into my mind.
Do we want to we'll plug some stuff?
Yeah.
Should we do it? Do we have any? Oh, go ahead.
We're back on YouTube, you guys. Full episodes are back on YouTube. We were just doing clips for a while, but now we're in this beautiful new studio at All Things Comedy. So I know people have been writing in asking if that was ever going to be coming back, and it is back.
It is. Go subscribe to our YouTube channel,
Self-Helpless Podcast at YouTube.
There's so much to subscribe to. Subscribe to us on iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating and review. We read all of them, we send them to each other in the group chat. It's a great time. It takes 5 seconds.
And
I know that because I recently left one myself, not realizing I hadn't.
We crossed 400 year. Stars.
It's 400 stars.
And you know what? We got on you about not having left one. But honestly, I think you did. Because what happens is it will still show when you go there like a blank 5 stars. And if you click the 5th star, it will still say, great. but you've already left one.
Oh,
but it just
okay.
acts like you haven't sometimes. So I think you, I'm sure
oh, then
you
I
did, to
okay.
be honest.
Oh, good. You can stay, Taylor.
Thank you.
Also, by the time this episode comes out, we will have launched our Patreon.
Yes.
And so that is available for you guys if you want two bonus episodes every month. It's $5 and we answer all of your listener emails there.
Oh yeah,
and
all your advice, questions, all the information that you've written into us that you wanted to share with our listeners,
yeah.
about any kind of feedback about episodes, products, things that helped you, like it's all the content is about the helpsters, yeah. which is really cool.
And we're even yeah. more candid, which I know
can you believe
seem, it doesn't seem like we could be
is it possible?
For this episode, but we are.
Yes. And that whole thing is because, you know,
we name so subscribe to the Patreon if you want to know which comic Delaney slept with.
Uh-huh.
We're gonna be announcing it on next.
Oh my god, what a teaser.
Yeah, we're so, kidding. That's a joke.
So this episode is coming out on Monday, May 7th.
Perfect.
Right after the religion episode. Okay. So I'm at Kelsey Cook on Twitter, at Kelsey Cook Comedy on Instagram, KelseyCook.com for tour dates. And I will be at the Irvine Improv this weekend with John Heffron. So
cool.
Yes.
Great.
Cool.
Okay. I am ttomcomedy.com for tour dates. I'm at Taylor Tomlinson on Twitter, ttomcomedy on Instagram as well. This weekend, Thursday through Saturday, I'm at the Funny Bone in Des Moines. And next week, I am at Comedy Works downtown in Denver.
Oh,
I'm so excited. I really can't wait. And then I'm in West Nyack, New York, the third week of May. Third weekend of May.
Boom.
At Levity Live.
Mark yes. your calendars.
Delaney Fisher.
Delaney.
DelaneyFisher.com.
You were melting.
For stuff. At Delaney Fisher on all the social medias. I'm really going to try to not do stand-up. That is the goal. I did it recently for like a one-off show, and I don't want to do it. I'm going to try to kind of go cold turkey indefinitely. So I won't be doing any shows, but I'm going to be launching Dicks by Delaney in July. So that's going to be my new dream job.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah. So excited.
Also, quick thank you to all the helpsters who came out to my shows in Seattle at Comedy Underground. You guys made my night every night when you come up and give me a hug. It's the best. So just anyway, thank you guys. That really meant a lot.
Yeah, seriously. Yes. I know we plug these live dates and maybe some of you have already turned this off, but it means the absolute world to us when you come to
it's
live
so
shows.
Cool.
We text each other pictures and just crying emojis, and it's
yeah.
it's pretty much
it's
the
awesome.
Best. Yeah.
So thank you guys.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Again, rate, review, subscribe, and just take care of yourselves.
Oh, yeah.
Just love yourself this
take
week.
Yourself.
Yeah. All right. Love you guys. Talk
love
to you next
you.
Week.
Bye.
Bye.